And on the line to talk to us about the day's crazy news is Chris Kenny, host of Heads Up on Sky News. Good evening, Chris.
Hi, Miranda. How are you going?
Good. Now, is Sky News going to be following the ABC's lead tomorrow for International Women's Day, getting rid of all the men off air? Are you going to step away from Heads Up?
I'm quite willing to have the day off as long as I still get paid. That would be a good idea. Honestly, what a ridiculous bit of virtue signalling, a bit of the tokenism from the ABC. I suppose it's got them a bit of publicity. But I've written a piece for The Australian tomorrow, actually, about this because it's quite funny, really, because we need to see diversity at the ABC. Diversity is a big issue for the ABC. So here they are making a big play about gender diversity, but we don't need that. We've got plenty of women. In fact, the women dominate, not only run the ABC, Michelle Guthrie runs the ABC, but women dominate the major programs. When you look at people like Lee Sales and Fran Kelly and Sabra Lane, and the list goes on. What they need at the ABC is a bit of diversity of opinion, a bit of diversity of political standpoint. We get green left presenters, whether they're male, female, or transgender. It doesn't matter. We just get green left presenters and producers, left, right, and centre, and it's just not on. That's the diversity they need to be concentrating on, not focusing too much on these gestures about gender.
Yeah, a bit of ideological diversity. Now, you wrote last weekend, Chris Kenny, that most of the political class is now unwilling to stand up for anything except what will win applause from the press gallery, a Q&A audience, or the Twitterati. It's a pretty sad outlook on politics today.
Yeah, I reckon we have a really narrow political debate, and I reckon this is the heart. This gets to the heart of why the major parties are so much on the nose and people are looking at fringe parties, because you just don't have mainstream politicians willing to take on the tough fights for the core values that they're supposed to believe in, whether that be smaller government or strong border protection or even fighting Islamist extremism. And I think because our political class has become so disconnected from the mainstream, and the media and academia and the commentary sort of reflects this, especially on social media, I think our politicians stay within that sort of narrow band of not offending anybody, and they don't actually discuss the issues that the public want to hear discussed. And that's why we have people drifting to someone like Pauline Hanson's One Nation, because while to me she's too extreme and too simplistic and idiotic in some ways, she gets a lot of credit from people because she's actually prepared to talk about issues that the others won't talk about.
Yes, it's really, it's about values, isn't it? And Labor seems to be captured by the sort of green, progressive, social causes. And Liberals, the Conservatives, they just seem to want to be technocrats. They don't want to talk about conservative values, which things that are difficult. And as you say, we'll have them, hounded out of the Q&A crowd.
Well, we had a classic example of that over the last 2 weeks when, coalition politicians have argued for many, many years that that the inflated penalty rates on weekends are really a bit of an anachronism and that they stifle employment, that they put too much pressure on small businesses. Small businesses either don't close or don't open or they close down, and we don't have enough jobs being created. And yet when an independent umpire hands them a decision which doesn't get rid of penalty rates, mind you, doesn't get rid of them at all, just starts to bring Sunday rates back towards where Saturday rates are. Instead of welcoming that and being brave enough to say this is a good decision, this will help small businesses, this will help people employ more people and create jobs for Australians, they just go running for cover because they know they're going to be attacked by Labor about wages being reduced. I mean, I just would have thought that coalition politicians would be on the front foot saying that they hope no employer is going to actually cut wages. I hope most employers like to look after good staff and hopefully won't cut their wages now that this decision's come down. But hopefully it'll make it cheaper for them to employ new staff in the future, or maybe think about opening up on a Sunday when they didn't in the past and create more jobs. I mean, this is the argument that the politicians should have been making from the coalition side, but they went running for cover. So you're left wondering, well, what do they stand for? I thought this was the sort of economic reform they were supposed to support.
Mm. Now, who do you have on your show tonight on Heads Up on Sky News?
We got Rita Panahi joining us from Melbourne and Gemma Tognini joining us from Perth to talk about all the stories that are on the front pages of the paper tomorrow. and going to kick off the program by talking to Luke Doherty about what's happened in India. I can't believe we seem to be within grasp of victory, Australia, and we've collapsed and lost this test match to India.
Oh, terrific. Well, all very interesting to watch that now. Chris Kenny, 11 o'clock on Sky News. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Miranda.